stop work order, the purpose of the stop work order, first of all, it encompassed the entire subdivision, not just phase 12. Secondly, if you read the stop work order, the purpose is to cause the developer to meet his requirement on the performance bond. So the county was taking action, has taken action, to cause the developer to meet his obligation. But there was no follow-on prosecution. In the stop work order, it said, you know, you need to respond or there will be prosecution. I'm not sure why that was, but I think the key thing here is the scope is roads and infrastructure that has not been completed by the developer, and the purpose stop work order as it exists today has to do with the establishment of the performance fund, which is the primary source of funds by which the law, you know, provides for the county to meet the developer's obligations if he doesn't do it. The county has the authority to cash that bond and do the work itself in lieu of the developer doing it. So,
I might interject here. In the Board of Adjustment hearing, Mr. Cotty was asked the question, does the county have authority to enforce road constructions and standards in Emerald Point? His answer was, he responded yes, and added that the developer's claim of private streets was not sufficient because these are also considered public streets and must meet those standards. Now, that's in the public record. Afterwards, in the hallway, he said to us, there's a large body of cases that support that opinion. So I throw that out for whatever it's worth. All right. We're done here?
We're aware of that. And as you know, that phase and everything you said is in a court case. And I'm just going to say this. We are told, please use extreme caution in making statements in regarding to anything, because we are in a court case on what you're discussing there.
That's why I'm going to clarify. The court case is about the performance bond, which is exceeds phase 12. So we don't want that court case to focus on phase 12 specifically, because the county is trying to enforce a performance bond for all the unfinished work, roads and infrastructure. We've only talked about roads here, but there's infrastructure that the developer hasn't been completed. So the developer has tried to make it phase 12, and that's not our issue. Our issue is the entire subdivision and the developer's remaining responsibilities. And so we hope through that court case that the developer will be held accountable for what he should have done, and that the performance bond that was supposed to be established in the stop work order that was issued to cause that to happen, will then happen. But if it's not, then we're back to the situation that was before today.
The court case is between the lot owners and the county. Phase 12, it's a separate issue. It has nothing to do with us or why we're here. I use it in the sequence of events because it is sequential, but we are not concerned whatsoever with the court case. We're just concerned that the county had several opportunities to correct a wrong and require the developer to provide an acceptable legal performance guarantee. Had the county done that, we wouldn't be here today. Just as simple as that. So we just hope that you guys can see your way clear to help us out. And with that, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Frank, can I just ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did we see that?
Yeah.